Next patient is Dale Elder. Dale, D-A-L-E, D as in David, D-A-L-E, Elder, E-L-D-E-R. Date of birth is 5/21/57. Date of visit is 2/20/25. Next paragraph. Please make copy for the Coquina Nursing Home. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is tracheostomy management. History of respiratory failure. Nexus, present illness. This is a 67-year-old male patient who was admitted to Halifax Hospital. For altered mental status, was apparently unresponsive and was intubated upon arrival in the ER. This patient was in the hospital on October 13, 24, and was placed in the intensive care unit. And went for multiple CTs, including the head, chest, and abdomen. The patient eventually was diagnosed to have CVA with left hemiparesis. He had a tracheostomy tube placed for chronic ventilator support. And he was subsequently weaned off ventilator support and remained on oxygen via trach collar and presently on a nasal cannula. He was transferred to Select Specialty Hospital for more than 3 weeks and now has been discharged to Coquina Nursing Center for chronic care and tracheostomy management. The patient does have a few secretions from the trach tube which need suctioning, but not more than once per day. He is awake. He tries to respond to questions, but speech is rather slow and slightly slurred, period. The most recent chest x-ray done since discharge from the hospital showed no acute intrathoracic infiltrate. The patient is bed bound, has marked muscle wasting of all his extremities, and has a dense left hemiplegia. Next paragraph, passivity has included bipolar disorder, history of diabetes mellitus, and hypertension, history of acute kidney injury, and ends and a non-ST elevated myocardial infarct. It denies chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. No significant history of smoking. Alcohol use was intermittent in the past. Next, med list was reviewed from the chart. They include Duo absolutions, PRN, lisinopril, 10 milligrams BID. And Depakote 125 milligrams, 4 caps BID. Insulin per scale every 6 hours, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. Scopolamine patch 72 milligrams for 24 scopolamine patch every 72 hours. Trazodone 25 milligrams HS. 50 milligrams HS. Bupropion 75 milligrams BID. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next. System review unable to obtain. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly male. Pale, awake, in bed. Has marked muscle wasting and weakness of the left extremities. Blood pressure 135/70. Pulse 92, respirations 18, temperature 97.6. Weight is 155. Saturation 97. HGNT numb, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera were injected, throat was clear, ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, chest equal movements with decreased excursions, scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side, heart seems irregular, sonorous 2, no murmur, nurse 3, the abdomen is soft, benign, bowel sounds active, no organomegaly, extremities, muscle wasting, and weakness of the left extremities. No calf tenderness. Reflexes are diminished on the left. And Babinski is equivocal. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph. Impression number one, chronic respiratory failure. Number two, status post tracheostomy placement and PEG tube placement. Number three, CVA with left hemiplegia. Number four is diabetes mellitus. Number five, hypertension. Number six, bipolar disorder. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised that a chest X-ray will be obtained. And and also place him on nebulized Duonep solution twice daily. Tracheostomy tube to be changed to a number 6 fenestrated tube and continue with O2 via nasal cannula 2 to 3 liters. A passive Muir valve will be placed during the day for speaking. And if he is stable and the chest X-ray is clear, we could start capping the trach next week up to 6 hours during the day and gradually increase the time capping with supervision. A follow-up is it to be arranged approximately 5 weeks. Thank you for this consultation.